This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So as we told you up at the top of the program, two snapshots of the American labor market were delivered to us this morning. One, weekly data, new claims for unemployment benefits, and two, monthly data, the June jobs report.
So every labor economist was kind of acting like a Looney Tunes character, like zooming back and forth between releases and trying to figure out what was going on.
Martha Gimbel was one of them. She is the manager of economic research at Schmidt Futures. Her first stop this morning was the June monthly unemployment report.
Because I'm a traditional gal, and like that's my bread and butter, and that's where I go.
And there is one particular part of that report that we've been asking her about every month lately.
The diffusion index?
Yeah, that's the one. Remember, it's a measure of how widespread job gains or job losses are. A number above 50 means more industries are adding jobs. A number below means more industries are losing jobs. So for April, it was 4.3. Almost every industry lost jobs that month. In May, it jumped to 63. And in June,
the diffusion index spiked up to 75, which is incredibly high for that number. And what that really means is that almost all of those detailed industries were adding jobs.
There were a whole lot of jobs added in leisure and hospitality. Those two industries accounted for about 40% of the almost 5 million jobs this economy added last month.
They're also one of the industries that's been hardest hit, so that makes sense.
But it wasn't just leisure and hospitality. There were also jobs added in retail and construction, manufacturing and business services.
In general, the job growth in June was pretty broad-based. The only industry that's really still losing jobs overall is mining and logging.
Huh. All right.
Now, if you go into the detailed industries, you also saw job losses in nursing homes, which was an interesting little tidbit.
Which it is. But here's the thing. When we talked to Martha Gimbel about all of this last month, here's what she said.
Economists really have no idea what's going on right now.
And today, a month on?
I actually feel like we know less. And that's partly because of the timing of the survey for this report.
Which, as I said up top, was that the data we are seeing now was collected back in the second week of June, before the virus decided all that opening up was a bad idea.
And so we don't know how the surge in COVID cases has impacted the labor market. And we won't know that until we get updated numbers for July, and those will come in August.
Martha Gimbel at Schmidt Futures walking us through the diffusion index once again. We will do it again next month. Same bat time, same bat public radio station.